We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We were up. We had it. I think we just gave it to them. We got too comfortable and didn't play the way we should be playing. Didn't move the ball as much in the second half. Didn't get as many easy shots. And then defensively, too many lapses where we didn't communicate.
Ben Simmons, who, according to Twitter, will soon be playing his final game as a Philadelphia 76er. The Hackabed kind of worked last night. You know what? Hackabed, remember Hack-a-Shack? You know, that sort of worked. Problem was, Lakers were so good that even when you did Hack-a-Shack, they still were finding ways to beat you and win titles. The Hackabed.
Just told me, what'd you say on the first player?
He's the first player this season, regular season or playoffs, to miss 10 free throws in a game.
Oh, yeah, they about to kill. They killing him. They killing him in Philly.
Right. Yeah, no, they're killing him in Philly. Yeah, no. They are killing him. But, credit to Ben. At least he talked to the media, unlike Joel Embiid.
Yeah, Joel Embiid, they probably bringing up the fact that he was – who was that dunk that he was talking about, the dunk that he had? Who? Kawhi, yeah, he was talking about Kawhi's dunk. Yeah, they probably killing him for that. Yeah, he probably would be want to be anywhere else but in Philadelphia right now.
Hawks are coming home with a chance to close it out. I know that some people are asking about the MLK jerseys. I hope so. I mean, we'll see. We'll see if they wear the MLKs tomorrow night on what is a closeout game. But we'll get to that tomorrow. Right now we're discussing, kind of your impression of what happened last night with the incredible comeback of the Atlanta Hawks and asking you the big question after the comeback: can the Hawks actually win the NBA title? They're one game away from the Eastern Conference Finals. There's no Kyrie Irving in Brooklyn. There's no Kawhi in with the Clippers. CP3's got the COVID. So, I mean, can the Hawks actually win the NBA championship? 404-741-0929. The Twitter vote right now pretty much split between all three answers, which are heck yeah, I guess, maybe, or no, but this is fun. So those are your three choices. So how do you vote here? Let's go to Tim in Athens. He's on with John and Hugh. Hey, Tim.
John and Hugh, how are you doing today?
Good morning.
So the best two defensive-rated teams are playing right now in the playoffs, and that's Atlanta and the 76ers. The old saying is defense wins championships. So I'll go with that, and I think that and Onyeka Okongwu has played monstrous minutes, definitely early in the fourth quarter last night and in the previous game also. Go Hawks. Go win us a title. Let's do it.
Tim in Athens votes heck yeah. And again, the vote's pretty much split here between the three. No, look, one of the other callers talked about, Herter not stepping up. But, when Solo doesn't step up, Herter steps up for him. When Herter doesn't step up, here comes Lou. It's one of those things where everybody seems to have everybody. There's a constant or two on the team. And we'd love to have John Collins be more of a constant. But, boy, he had great plays last night. Lucky bank three, but that's okay. We'll take that. And then, of course, the incredible block. And you can't undersell how big that block was by John Collins at the end of the game, Hugh. You can't undersell it. Might have won him a game. Jeffrey's in Atlanta, and he's on with John and Hugh. Can the Hawks win an NBA title? Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
How you doing?
I'm good. For me, I think the Hawks do have a possibility of it, only because of the fact of how the season ended, how much they put into work. And like you said, they're going to win this series because of the conditioning that they already have. They got used to playing with all different types of squads at the beginning of the season. And now at this point in the season, they're used to it. So therefore, their conditioning is just up and keep going, going, and going.
I can roll with that. I can definitely roll with the conditioning because it looked like it's starting to pay off for them big time. It really does. And the different combinations of units that he's throwing out, they're playing well together. So, yeah, I give you that. I'd take that. Yeah.
Well, I will say this. Mike Conti has tweeted out the floor that is down at State Farm Arena, and it is the MLK floor. So I'm going to say
that. Thing up.
Yep.
They ain't pulling that thing up. This is a magical run right here, brother.
11-1 in those uniforms this year. Yeah, you know, trying to close it out. Yeah, I know that uniforms have nothing to do with it. I get it. But at the same time, doesn't everybody think that, you know, oh, yeah, okay, you know, all right, yeah. You know, if we don't wear them, they're going to blame the uniforms if we don't win. Bill's in Marietta. He's on with John and Hugh. Welcome to the show, Bill. Bill, can the Atlanta Hawks win an NBA championship?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, they can win it. Or, heck yeah, they can win it. But here's what I noticed. I recorded three of the games. When you get inside the last 7 minutes, Nick McMillan.
Uh-oh. Did we lose Bill?
Capella and Collins. And last night it was Lou Will and Gallinari. The night before it was Herter and Gallo, I think. Oh, no, Herter and... When you get in the third quarter, he's looking for the hand that's gonna stop the momentum of your opponent. But when you get in the last 7 minutes, 6 minutes, when that hot hand start comes in there, he's going to roll with him to the end of the game. He's done that three games in a row. Nate McMillan is the MVP of this series or of the season. Because what he does... He sits on the sideline looking like Einstein, but he's analyzing this game, trying to figure out how to negate their attack and then what to do to get the Hawks' attack on that. He does it every time. That man is a genius. That's all I have to say.
Billy Marriott, a couple of games ago, there were people tweeting out, Doc Rivers is out coaching Nate McMillan.
That's how it goes, John. Like, last night, like, that's why, like, I have to stay off of Twitter because the range of emotions that go on the Twitter – in the Twitterverse are vast. I'm surprised that a lot of people don't have like aneurysms as much as their emotions go through the roof. I ain't gonna say no names, but y'all know who y'all are. Y'all go through random.
Say,
oh, well, this guy's.
You can
face,
say, John, I'm surprised
sucks.
You don't have an aneurysm.
No, I'm just saying, man. Cause
yeah, it's
this
okay.
Because I'm like, I mean, but I get like again, I get it. Emotionally invested, I get it. I totally understand. But at the same time, it's like, dang. It's probably hard to function with your emotions all over the place like that.
You know what, like, Hugh? I was thinking about an analogy for you. Okay, when you're a player, I only have a glimpse into what it's like to be a player at that level or in the major college level or the and that comes from play-by-play. And let me explain this. When you're doing play-by-play, which I, you know, at San Diego State, at Wake Forest, wherever I was doing play-by-play, when you're in the throw of the game, you're not really worried about – everything else that's going on, okay, about the bigger picture. You're just only worried about the next play and what has to happen because you're locked in onto what's going on at that exact moment.
Mm-hmm.
When you're watching, you're taking in what happened all the way leading up to it, what could happen going on, you know, I mean, so, the, you know, you're watching it. It's sort of like, here's the analogy, Hugh. When you're in a plane, when you're the pilot, you're only in the moment of flying the plane because that's what you have to focus on. The rest of us, we're the passengers in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a little bit of turbulence, we're going, but the pilot isn't thinking about the pilot's thinking, how do I, you know, what do I do? And, you know, and the passengers are thinking, what's going on? You know, mm-hmm. So that's the, kind of the difference here. And watching it, I'm going, what's going on? Not what do we have to do?
No, I get it. I mean, and that's why I don't say too much, but yeah, I mean, it's definitely an emotional roller coaster. It's definitely that. No question about it. And it's like that for everybody. And that's why I tend to like when I watch, especially if the action is hot and heavy, I don't like to look at my text. And that's part of the reason why sometimes when we're talking, I don't say a lot because I want to first of all, y'all TV's ahead of mine. And second of all, I want to be able to kind of analyze what's going on or what could potentially happen, you know, so I don't respond.
Right. I'm the same way too. I try not to only because I get too emotional. You know, somebody said,
man, y'all
hey,
be texting.
Somebody said
y'all
to me last night,
like, y'all, we yeah. in high school and we yeah. just, and we got three-way calling. Remember back in the day when three-way calling yes. was big?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What did you have to punch? It was like yeah, pound hold four
wait
or something
a minute, hold
like
on.
That?
I'm about to click over. Yeah, all that, yeah.
yeah. Three-way calling,
y'all got
that's
the
right.
party call, like we're on a party line
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, hit the little hanger-upper thing, right? Yeah, exactly.
and, you know, I hear it, and it's funny because when you text, I hear it in everybody's voice. And I like when Orin goes off because Orin hits you with, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. What just happened? Which yep. is heavy. I'm like, yeah,
he hits
okay,
with
yeah.
the six oh my gods, right? No, and that's good. It's fine, you know. Lee's in Stone Mountain. He's on with John and Hugh. Can the Hawks win the NBA title, Lee?
Hello?
Hello, Lee. You're on the air.
Oh, yes. This is Nathan. I think those Hawks ought to do better whenever you still have with Trae Young's injury with the shoulder and the MLK jersey. They do win a lot of games with the MLK jerseys. They haven't lost but once or not many of them.
Yeah, no, they've only lost once. They're 11-1. Let's hope they go to 12-1 tomorrow night. That's Lee and Stone Mountain. You can vote on the poll at 929 The Game on our Twitter. Will the Hawks win the NBA title? Can the Hawks win the NBA? You can vote, heck yeah, I guess, maybe. Or no, but this is fun. And it's pretty much split. And then, of course, you could jump into the comments as well. Let's give you a chance right now to win $1,000.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
Cliff, C-L-I-F-F, for those of you who say Tammany Parish. It's what Philadelphia 76ers fans are driving over at the moment. They are over the cliff in Philadelphia. CLIFF Cliff to 72881. Cliff to 72881. Message to Race Man Fine. Don't text and drive, especially not off a cliff. And of course, full rules at 929thegame.com/rules. All right, Cliff is the bonus word of the hour. Hopefully you win $1,000. Jason Longshore is jumping in. He of the No Swag Shop. Boy, do they have something to talk. No Swag Shop today is going to be jumping, huh? We'll talk to Jason about his impressions of that and more next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And when you talk about an underdog, I mean, for a team that has no all-stars, no all-defensive players, no all-NBA players, this team is fighting. We're in the second round of the playoffs, and I think we've just had that chip on our shoulder all year, just being overlooked and just having that underdog mentality. And we're playing with that chip on our shoulder right now, and guys are continuing to do that. We're going to need them to.
Chip? Did I hear
Trae Young
say Chip?
He sound a little salty.
You said Chip, right?
Salty. Yeah, he sound a little salty.
He's with salty. Chip as the word of the day. Yeah. John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're asking you if the Hawks are going to win a chip right now on our Twitter. On their shoulder or on their finger. How about that? At 92.9 The Game on Twitter, you can say, heck yeah. You can say, I guess, maybe. Or, no, but this has been fun. Let's talk to Jason Longshore. We'll talk a little soccer with him here in a minute. But first, Jason Longshore brought to you by Dunkin's Cold Brew. Dunkin's Cold Brew featuring cold foam. Dunkin's Cold Brew featuring cold foam. Joins us, of course, on the WayForward.com hotline. He of the Man of Many podcasts, including the No Swag Shop. Jason, how about that?
I got a feeling Andy Bunker and I in the No Swag Shop this afternoon are just going to be laughing for 60 minutes. Please join us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just curious. Take me through your range of emotion because that game got ugly kind of quick. So take me through your range of emotions when you were watching.
I think what we've come to find about this team is they have an inner belief that championship teams do. And it's something that this group's first time in the postseason, you don't know if that's going to happen yet. Sometimes it takes, what they say in this league, it takes losing to learn how to play in the postseason. Sometimes it does. Sometimes you have to go through that adversity. But this group, they got it within. And it's coming from different people. That's what's been so amazing about it is Trey's Trey. And you know, I think anybody who is still throwing questions up about Trey Young, stop, go home, sit down, go leave those alone. But this one, you got this is why you went out and got Lou Williams. That game last night is why you went out and got Lou Williams. And I think if you heard his comments after the game and what he had to say about Trey and what he had to say about this group of players, that move is the one that, in my opinion, changed everything for this team. Because if they don't make that move, they are not where they are right now. There's no way. That changed everything. And Lou's had his ups and downs. Lou's had some big performances, and Lou's been anonymous at times. But last night is why you went and got him. Him and Lou and Gallinari sparked this comeback.
Jason Longshore, No Swag Shop podcast. Of course, forever famous stoppage time, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. Yeah, it's been somebody else every single night stepping up for this team, and now you're a win away. So, Jason, how do you vote in this poll? And it's okay to vote whatever way you want. Asking you, can the Hawks win the NBA title? You're going to say, heck yeah. You're going to say, I guess, maybe. Or you're going to say, no, but boy, this is fun.
Can they? Absolutely. Because it's wide open right now. It is wide open, and anybody who's left has got a shot. The Hawks have as good a shot as anybody. They shoot the ball so well, and it's not coming from one player or two players to where if they have a bad night, there's nobody else to step up. That's the thing about this group is the way this roster has been constructed, you've got a ton of shooters, and it's very rare, although, sure, it'll happen, where you've got you know, 6-7 shooters who are all going through a bad night at the same time. You've got guys who can shoot and you can keep finding the hot hand. You're going to hang around in games. And Trey is showing the ability to call the shots down the stretch as this team needs. So if you give him a chance late in games, he's showing he can win games for you.
Talking with Jason Longshore as we get ready for Game 6 tomorrow night between the Hawks and the 76ers. And they are melting down in Philadelphia today. Hugh, I'm seeing more and more about, you know, let me ask, I'm going to ask both of you a question. And, Hugh, I want you to weigh in on this because you know Philadelphia. Pressure's already on the Sixers. We understand that. That's just a sheer numbers situation going on the road to face a closeout game. But how much of this reaction by the fans, how does that weigh on you? How does that weigh on the Sixers? I mean, does that create internal strife, a loss like that?
Hugh? I mean, it's tough. I mean, I would think so, John. I mean, because you're in your mind, you're the better team. You know, you've been here before. You're getting handled by upstart, and you had them on the ropes, in my opinion, for three quarters. You had them on the rope for three quarters, and you can't close them out. That tends to wear on people, I would imagine. You know, never been in a situation like that where, you know, you've been in a dominant situation for as long as they were dominating and it's not working out in your favor. Have never seen anything like that. That's not supposed to happen.
Let me ask you.
Go ahead.
Did you have a problem with Joel Embiid not speaking to the media last night after that?
Well, yeah. I mean, because you have to. You know, if you're going to be front and center when you're winning – you got to be front center and be gracious when you lose, man. You have to. I mean, that's a part of the gig, you know. That's a part of the gig.
Him choosing not to do that made me worry a little bit about their mentality after a backbreaking loss.
Sore
like
lose, yeah, because Jason, that like you said, that's a backbreaker. That is a backbreaker. That's one where you're looking around like, what the hell happened? Like for three quarters, you were in control. You were up 20. Like I was watching the game, I fell asleep. And I woke up and I'm like, that's not supposed to happen. Like, that's not – like, seriously, I try not to get emotional, but I'm like, oh, no, that's not supposed to happen. You're down 20. You're getting manhandled, like, for three quarters. And then you come back and win in that fashion. Yeah, that's not supposed to happen.
Jason, let me ask you a question. I want to go back to take you, rewind you, and combine your stoppage time and your no swag shop here. When Atlanta United, in its second year of existence, is about to win the MLS Cup, which is almost historic to think that they were able to do what they were able to do, was there a point in the year where you said it went from just, oh, this team could contend, to, hey, these guys are actually, that you knew before they got to the finals, these guys are actually going to win this thing, aren't they?
100%. It was the win in San Jose, pretty late in the season, where they were down 3-1, and there was a sequence where it was a handball in the box that the referee didn't spot. It went to VAR. But before it could go to VAR, San Jose went the other way, scored. So for a few seconds, it was 4-1. That goal was pulled back because of a handball on the other end. Atlanta cut it to 3-2. They found an equalizer and then got a late winner. And we talked about it after the Marcelino Moreno late winner against Montreal. Atlanta United doesn't have a lot of those kinds of stoppage time goals, those last-minute winning goals. That game in San Jose afterwards was where I thought, okay, before they could have won the Supporters' Shield, they could have ended up as the best team in the regular season, but do they have that mentality in the postseason? Because it's a different world. It's a different kind of game. That win in San Jose was where I thought, all right, they can win games when the chips are down.
All right, so how do you equate that to what you're seeing with the Hawks? Is there any equation, or am I stretching for something here?
No, you have to have that to win championships, in my opinion. I think it's just so rare that a team can go through a regular season and just dominate with no adversity. I can't think of many times that's happened. You have to have that swagger. You have to have that inner belief that this team has consistently talked about. And you have to have that, arrogance in those moments. That they didn't care what the score was. I think from the 9-minute mark in the third quarter through the rest of the way, the Hawks outscored Philly 63-36. I mean, it's an arrogance. And I think that's what wins championships in those moments, because every team is going to face it where things go wrong and they just have to fight their way back into it. Championship teams have it.
How much credit do you give Coach McMillan in this situation?
A ton, because I don't know if that would have happened with the previous coaching staff, because I don't think the team had that inner belief in the same way. And he's the perfect leader for this group, because I think he's walking that line of letting this group of young players, for the most part, be themselves, but also stepping in when he needs to guide them. Mm-hmm. He's not cracking a whip. He's guiding them and letting them find out who they are in these moments. And that's huge. And he's put a lot of belief in Trey. And I think Trey's confidence has grown a ton since that. And as far as Trey Young goes, he can carry this team all the way to a championship. He is that good.
All right, Jason, I only got 30 seconds. Sorry to squeeze this in here. But United back in action. Philadelphia, no Joseph. The other Philadelphia, you go with Philadelphia again. Philadelphia Union, they mashed you a little bit in Champions League. What do you expect this weekend?
It's going to be a good game, because these teams played a couple of good ones in CONCACAF. Even that game where the Union won 3-0, Atlanta had the best 45 minutes that we've seen this season. So a little bit of friction between the coaching staffs as well. This game will be, I think, a really intense game. A lot of fun to watch for the fans who are going to be in the building. And hey, if the Hawks can close out the Sixers on Friday, maybe Atlanta United can close Philadelphia Union out as well on Sunday. It'll be a good weekend for Atlanta versus Philly.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. Thanks much. Do appreciate it. Thanks,
you're
Jason.
You're the man, Jason.
Thanks, y'all.
Jason Longshore, No Swag Shop up on Facebook Live, 9 to 9, The Game. Facebook Live with No Swag Shop at 2 o'clock. Chad Millman is our odds maker. What kind of odds would he have given the Hawks to win that game last night? And how much money kind of flipped from Philadelphia covering by a mile to Philadelphia losing outright? And what are the odds the Hawks win it all? We'll ask the odds maker next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90, trying the game.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Morning show with John and Hugh on this winning Thursday morning. Time to check in with the odds maker, see what the latest odds are on the Hawks to win it all. Chad Millman of the Action Network, if you're looking for an edge, Chad's sponsored by the Action Network. You can download the free app in the App Store for the Action Network. You can go to actionnetwork.com. Live odds, expert analysis for every single game. He joins us as he does every week on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Chad.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Real good. Hey, Chad, is it too late for me to put a ton of money down on the Hawks to win it all? Is it too late?
You can still get decent odds on the Hawks. You know, I'm looking right now. You can still get them anywhere 15 to 1, 20 to 1. The truth is that the Sixers still have shorter odds to win the title than the Hawks. And it doesn't necessarily mean that bookmakers are favoring the Sixers to win the series. In fact, they're not. The Hawks are now the favorites to win the series because they're up 3-2. But again, and we've talked about this on the show, for people who don't know betting very well, future odds, the odds to win an NBA title, the odds to win a Super Bowl, those are all based largely on, one, public perception. Who do bookmakers think the majority of bettors are more likely to put more money on? And two, the bookmaker's liability. How much money do they already have on those teams to win the title? So they have more money on the Sixers than they do on the Hawks. The liability on the Sixers is greater for them. So those odds are still pretty short. Whereas the Hawks, we know, we've talked about that one big bet someone made that's looking very prescient earlier in the year, but there's not a ton of money on the Hawks to win the title. So they're still a little bit longer than the Sixers.
From somebody who, Hugh, and I think I mentioned this to you before, Chad, from somebody who had to learn the hard way at one point in his life about there is no such thing as a lock, 99.7% chance to win the game. How much money shifted hands going from Philly minus six to an outright loss?
Pretty amazing, right? But these NBA games, they're not NFL games, right? Even if they are high-profile playoff games, the shift in money from the people who had bet on the Sixers to cover, I think it was, it's, you said six, I saw 6.5, to the people who bet on the Hawks to cover, like, that's not really the shift. The shift is, honestly, in the series price, because all of a sudden, and that's what a lot of bettors like to do, they like to bet on the series, and they like to bet on the series as it goes on. So certainly, you know, when the Sixers were up 2-1 and looking like world beaters, and they felt like all of a sudden there were bigger opportunities because the Sixers in that fourth quarter of game one through the next two games, Embiid was amazing. They didn't look like Clint Capella could handle anybody. All of a sudden, this is a dramatically different series because of what happened in really the final 7 minutes last night. What did they go on? Seemed like it was about a 20-6 run to end the game. It was pretty impressive.
No, it was really impressive, and it changes things. And this has got to be tough on you because, you know, we've seen injuries affect, and LeBron was talking about it. You know, largely here, you know, one of the questions I had earlier this morning, Chad, was, you know, who are we rooting for tonight between Milwaukee and Brooklyn? You know, Brooklyn's got Kyrie out. Now you see Kawhi out. You see CP3 in COVID protocol. Everybody seems to be dealing with something or another when it comes to being down players, short players, or banged up at this point in the season.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And yesterday morning, you know, was just a whirlwind of news between CP3, between Kawhi. Last night, you're wondering, what is Joel Embiid going to look like? And obviously, everyone's thinking about Kyrie. James Harden is playing there practically with his, you know, hamstring hanging off his leg. And then KD plays all 48 minutes and pours in 49 and has sort of what seems to be another defining, career-defining game. it's unbelievable. To me, I like LeBron is saying, I told you so, short turnaround was going to have an impact on injuries. There are a lot of stories about how injuries are worse right now in the NBA than they have been in years past. And is there a fatigue factor? It definitely all, as a fan, it's a bummer because you're constantly thinking, okay, I'm on this team and I like this team. And now all of a sudden, you know, I'm rooting for Chris Paul and Chris Paul has bad luck and he's out potentially for the part of the conference championships. As a bettor, as a bookmaker, it's head spinning because you're constantly moving around back and forth. And yesterday, a lot of bookmakers actually took future odds off the board because of the CP3 news. They just couldn't sort of process how to put a number up for that team anymore.
Yeah, speaking of that, what are the prospective NBA matchups do you feel would carry the most action?
God, that's a good question. I feel like it would probably be the Clippers and the Nets. You know, the NBA is built on stars. Kawhi is a huge star. Paul George is a huge star. Obviously, Harden, KD, and Kyrie are huge stars. After that, like, people love Donovan Mitchell. People love Devin Booker. People love Rudy Gobert. But no one is going to tune in just to see those players. You got to be an NBA fan to really appreciate what they're doing. So to me, if you want attention, it's got to be a New York market and an LA market, even if it is sort of the secondary teams in both of those markets.
All right, so what do the odds say right now? Based on what you're saying futures odds for Phoenix are off the board. Who are the odds makers favoring to win it all right now?
Still the Nets. Look, the Nets are up 3-2. They're at plus 150 to win it all. I think that would have been a different conversation if they had lost game five, if they hadn't come back in the fashion that they had. But even when Kyrie was out and they had lost two games in a row, the Nets were still the favorites, and they will continue to be until they're out of the playoffs.
Yeah, no lead is safe in the NBA, is it?
Whew. No. I mean, we have seen, pretty man. Remarkable, right? Two nights in a row, like 20-point leads just disappearing.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. And the Hawks had a 26-point lead in game one almost. I saw that disappear too. We're talking
That's
with
right.
our odds maker, Chad Millman of the Action Network. He's sponsored by the Action Network at actionnetwork.com or the app in the App Store here, talking about the NBA playoffs, also talking about other events. Chad, in a couple of hours here, we're getting underway. U.S. Open starts today. It is, given Phil Mickelson's win in the last major, I would imagine that there's going to be quite a bit of action on this major.
Yeah, look, Phil Mickelson alone, he was 200-1 when the PGA teed off. Obviously won the PGA, big money won on Phil Mickelson. So then the odds were cut in half. Bookmakers, again, referring to the earlier conversation, they set the odds based on what they think bettors are going to do and how much money they're going to bet on certain players or teams. They cut the odds on Phil Mickelson from 200-1 before the PGA to 100-1 before the U.S. Open. Phil has now been bet down, meaning so much money is coming on Phil. He's at 50-1. Which is remarkable for a 50-year-old player, 51-year-old player, but that's how much money has come in on him. Still, obviously, you know, not the leader in the clubhouse, so to speak, in terms of future odds. That's going to be Jon Rahm, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Xander Schauffele, Bryson DeChambeau. Those are the people who are all below 20-1 to win the U.S. Open right now.
Does it matter that Phil Mickelson and Xander Schauffele are San Diego guys, grew up playing that course?
I think that's why you see Schauffele as high as he is. Normally you wouldn't see him sort of in the same conversation as DeChambeau, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka. But I think that's certainly a factor. Comfort and form and understanding of the course are always really important. So that definitely has a factor there.
All right, Chad, going to be interesting U.S. Open to watch, but we are locked in. How do you see, what are the odds now for the Hawks tomorrow night in Game 6?
Let's see. Right now, the Hawks tomorrow night are 2-point underdogs at home. Not surprising that bookmakers would do that. They tend to favor, and I mean that in a not as a bookmaking term, but they tend to go in the side or the direction of the team that just lost, because a lot of bettors believe that teams will bounce back in a series. So right now the Sixers are 2-point favorites. And by the way, that's gone up half a point. They opened at 1.5.
Hugh, we're going to help Chad out a little bit here because he doesn't know this. I'm going to give him a little home court, inside info. Okay. We believe that the MLK court is down on the floor right now at State Farm, Chad. That's the MLK jerseys and city jerseys. The Hawks, we think, are going to wear the MLK jerseys tomorrow. They're 11-1 in the MLK jerseys. Just saying.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to say, I've watched a lot of Hawks games this year. I think those jerseys are great. I love that court. I've loved all the city jerseys, but if you're telling me, if you're giving me a little tip, then that helps out quite a bit.
Yep, 11-1 in the MLK jerseys, just saying, okay?
Good
just
to
saying,
know.
So just letting you know.
Every little bit helps.
Yeah. As always, Chad, where can the fans find you?
ActionNetwork.com. Download the free Action Network app.
Sounds good. Chad Millman joining us. Thanks, Chad.
You're the man.
See you, folks.
Peace.
Chad Millman, our odds makers. Philadelphia, that doesn't surprise me, Hugh. I mean, we still have a mountain to climb.
Definitely. It ain't over.
How are you voting in the question of the day? We'll update you on the very close vote in the poll. What's leader in the clubhouse right now on the Twitter at 9-9 the game? If you haven't voted, you can vote here in the break here. Will the Hawks win? Could they win the NBA title? We'll tell you the updated vote next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 9-9 the game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.